Hello again, everyone.
And we're back. Still here.
It's Cindy.
Still laughing.
And Kristen.
Still tired.
And still using our podcast voice. Tell us what you think of this podcast voice. People might not like our podcast voice.
Yeah, probably not.
Well, this week, Kristen and I will be talking all about
compliments.
Pujian. Puji is to praise.
You know? Oh, so,
pujian.
Pujian, to praise.
To praise.
Please praise me.
That sounded bad. Yeah.
Like I said, it's been another long week.
It's like the week just goes on.
It just goes on and on. It's like the same thing as last week.
Like last week, we say, you are capek.
Yeah, capek. Mm-hmm. And I am still masih capek.
Masih capek.
Still tired. Someday, my kids will be 18 and moved out of the house. And then maybe I won't be
capek.
Yeah. Long way to go.
Okay. Well, it seems like you need some compliments.
Oh, I would love some compliments.
What did you say? Pujiaku.
Well, I must say, words of affirmation is one of my love languages, and nobody really speaks to it. Aww. So,
okay,
bring it on.
Let's start with the. I mean, like, we don't really give physical compliments anymore,
no,
right?
You just tell me how fat I am.
No, I have never told.
Not you.
Not me.
Not you.
Some other people.
The old. The old Indonesian women. Yes.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, we can still have a couple of physical compliments.
Okay.
Okay. Like how pretty you are.
Mm-hmm.
Kamu cantik.
Oh, cantik. I hear that one all the time, but not in reference to me.
C-A-N-T-I-K.
T-I-K. Cantik.
But that's mostly usually for girls.
Okay.
Cantik. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Cantik.
If it's a guy, then it's usually ganteng.
Ganteng. How do you spell it?
G-A-N.
G-A-N.
T-E. T-E-N-G.
T-E-N-G.
Ganteng.
Ganteng.
Ganteng. Handsome.
Handsome.
Aww. We have a friend named Handsome.
That's not his real name.
We just call him Handsome.
I hope you're listening.
He needs to listen to
this. He does. He does need to listen. No, he probably already knows all this. Maybe.
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 Anyway, so handsome is ganteng.
Ganteng. Mm-hmm.
And usually we can also say cakep.
C-A-K-E-P. Cakep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's just good looking.
Oh.
To both men or women.
Cakep.
Yeah, so you can say cewek cakep or cowok cakep. Mm. So pretty good looking girl, good looking guy. Cewek cakep, cowok cakep. But when you say ganteng, that's usually in the reference of a male. So cowok ganteng.
Cowok
ganteng. We can shorten it to be cogan.
Oh, I'm liking the shortening.
Cogan. Cowok ganteng.
Just get rid of some vowels and we're all set.
That's a slang.
Yeah.
So, cogan is cowok ganteng.
Cogan?
Cogan.
Cogan.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's good looking man.
So all you ladies out there, all two of you.
Yeah, and cherry chantik. That's a beautiful
chantik
girl. Mm. We don't really have a slang for that.
Yeah, because the guys need to put in some effort.
Yeah, cherry chanting. When you're looking, when you want to say you're sweet.
Yeah.
But you can also say like you have a sweet appearance.
Okay.
That's manis. So just like the taste of sugar, manis. You're so sweet. Kamu manis sekali.
Kamu manis sekali.
It can be in a reference of your words.
Okay.
You have sweet words.
I do.
Kamu manis sekali. You can have a sweet face.
Yes.
I do. But then, mukanya manis, and you can have a sweet smile.
A sweet smile.
Senyum manis.
Senyum.
Smile. Senyum.
Senyum.
manis. So you have a sweet smile. Senyummu manis sekali. You have a very nice smile.
Oh, thank you.
I can see you blushing here.
Trims.
We're bringing back trims.
No. Let's get rid of trims.
Did you say dada?
I did.
And
my husband said yes, that it is something that people say.
Yeah.
And I said, prove it.
Have he said it to you
and
ever
since? He has not said it. So obviously it's not a very common one.
Da-da, da-da. Da-da, da-da. Well, anyway.
Back to
if you want to understand this joke, this is
then
from
you have to watch the other podcast.
What was it from? Listen to the
listen,
other podcast.
Watch.
What are you watching?
Akuchabe.
Okay. Yeah, but sweet smile. Senyummu manis sekali.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Okay. What about like a sweet personality?
Yeah, and then you're just like very manis. Kamu manis sekali. So
just you are sweet.
You are sweet.
Okay.
Kamu manis sekali. And then if you want to say you are so kind,
mm-hmm.
Kamu baik sekali.
Baik sekali.
Mm-hmm. Because usually when you ask people like nice to meet you, mm-hmm. how are you, mm-hmm. and then the answer would be like baik saja,
mm-hmm.
I'm just good. But when you say you're a person who is baik, you're just a good person.
A good person.
Orang baik.
Orang baik.
A good person.
Yes.
Kamu orang baik. You're a good person.
Oh, God, thanks. This is really filling me up.
You're a good mom. Kamu ibu yang baik.
That one hit.
Yeah, so baik is just good.
Good. A good person.
A good whatever.
A good whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Mm-hmm. All right, what about
when you want to say like someone is smart?
Yeah.
You can say kamu pintar.
Oh, kamu pintar. I hear this one from
P-I-N-T-A-R. Pintar.
Pintar.
Smart.
Smart. My mother-in-law says it about my children.
Yeah. When you're...
I did give birth to them.
All three of them.
Take after me. Anyways.
When you say someone is wise.
Wise. Okay,
wise.
Mm-hmm.
You're so wise.
Yeah.
There's a long word for that.
Uh-oh.
Bijaksana.
You have to be wise in order to say this very long word. What is it?
Bijaksana.
Bijaksana.
Mm-hmm. But... you can also just say bijak.
Bijak.
Just remove the sana. Okay?
Bijak. Bijak.
Kamu orang yang bijak. You are a wise person.
Okay.
But
okay.
You can also say kamu sangat bijaksana. It's okay. It's the same
it's
word.
The same thing.
Just like it's just too
cut
long.
Off. You just got
it's
cut
just
off
four
some of it,
syllables.
You know?
But when you need to do Indonesian Scrabble, you can put bijaksana. But in a conversation, just do the bijak. When you need the extra...
when you need those extra,
extra
points.
Letters.
Those extra points.
Yeah. When
it.
You need the extra letters, you can say bijaksana. But other than that, just say bijak.
Bijak.
Wise.
Wise. Mm-hmm. Bijak.
When you're smart, but not like in a... so quick thinking.
Okay. Like a quick... like witty?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can say that's cerdik.
Huh?
C-E-R. Cer. D-I-K. Dick. Cerdik. Kristen!
I didn't say anything. I was processing how it's spelled and sound.
Cerdik.
Cerdik.
Quick thinking.
Quick thinking.
Witty. Cerdik.
It's a good thing I don't know anybody like that. I'm just kidding.
I'm not.
No, you're very.
Cerdik.
I can't. Is there another way to say it?
Okay. Let me think about it. You're there probably is, but you know what happens to me is like when I'm recording this podcast, it's like I have a lot of like things I want to say,
yeah.
And then I just forgot.
Can we just like get rid of some of the vowels?
Chirdik. No, it's not a word.
No.
Let's not lead our listeners astray.
All right, back to
Chernik. Chernik is just smart. witty. Okay. my husband likes to throw a lot of puns.
Yes.
Okay.
Dad jokes, actually.
Dad jokes, like actually.
To, yes.
So, we have a term for that.
Like corny? Indo.
Yeah, corny. Okay. You can say it's as a compliment sometimes. I know, but I'm just going to categorize it as it is. Because it's one of the things that makes me fall in love with him, right? That he's corny, okay? So the word for that is jayus.
Jayus.
J-A-Y-U-S.
Jayus.
Jayus. Corny dad jokes. Maker. Puns.
Jayus. Jayus. Jayus.
So my husband is very jayus. Jayus sekali. Just like Eddie. So... do you like to add sangat jayus or jayus sekali? Would you use sangat or sekali?
I always use sekali.
You can use sangat too. See, sangat is before about, the word.
So I always forget about that one. I forget that that even existed.
Sangat?
Yeah, sangat. Until I read a message from you or... Oh. But I usually just go with the sekali after. Yeah.
Because then sometimes you forgot about it and then you just add, sekali. Yeah. Besar sekali, it's very big, right?
Yeah.
But you can also say sangat besar. That will also mean the same thing.
Okay,
sangat. But sangat you put before the word. Sekali you put after the word.
All right. And so then you do sangat jayus sekali.
You can, for the double emphasis. You can doubly emphasize it. When you're funny, Kristen.
Oh, you're funny too.
Kamu lucu.
Lucu?
Lucu.
L-U-C-U?
L-U-C-U. Lucu.
Oh, lucu. Lucu. Mm-hmm. Lucu. Yeah. I think we're both pretty lucu, if you ask me.
Kita berdua lucu. Right? Both of us are lucu.
Maybe.
For
we should
cute...
do a post. A poll. A poll.
A poll? If we're So the poll is just, are we funny?
Yeah.
Yes or no?
But no, what if we did yes?
No, the yes is going to be
maybe.
Lucu.
I don't want to know.
No, we can put it in our Instagram.
Okay. Right?
We're going to put, are we funny? And then the answer, the two options will be lucu
or
funny.
Oh, or jayus.
Lucu or funny. Oh. So they won't have any other
They won't have any other choice.
Oh. They're just either going to call us lucu or
why
funny.
Why are we telling them this?
Okay. Okay. Back to the podcast. We get distracted a lot, if you realize. But it's okay.
It's okay.
So, when you were in Japan, you were telling me that a bunch of old ladies in the street was calling your daughter kawaii.
Kawaii!
Kawaii! Cute.
Just like that.
Oh, kawaii! So very cute.
Kawaii sekali!
So we have a word for that.
Okay, what's cute?
Imut.
Imut.
I-M-U-T. Imut.
Stereo.
Imut sekali. We can say double for emphasis. Imut imut.
Imut imut.
Kamu orangnya imut imut. So cute, cute.
I wish I could see the face that Cindy just made.
Imut imut.
Yeah.
Imut imut.
Oh, wait, let me take a picture of that one. Imut imut. Show me your imut imut face.
Imut imut face.
Imut imut face. Okay, there it is. We're going to put this on the... on our Instagram so you understand what emote really means. That's what we should do.
Yeah.
Pictures of all of our compliments. All right, continue.
Okay, so emote emote.
Emote emote.
So usually that applies to like kids.
Mm-hmm.
Emote emote, the babies.
Yeah.
When you're old, you don't really get called cute a lot anymore. Oh. Right?
Wah, wah, wah. Mm-hmm. So
you're just going to be chantik.
Chantik. Okay.
So or ganteng.
A
or
nice upgrade. A nice little upgrade. All right, I can handle that.
Yeah. So, what are some other compliments that we can say?
Punctual.
I have a word for that.
You do. You guys have a word for punctual?
Yeah. Tepat waktu.
Tepat waktu.
Mm-hmm. Right on time.
Right on time.
We don't have a word for punctual. But right on time.
Oh, that boy, tepat she is waktu. Always on time.
Dia selalu tepat waktu. Or you can say, never late, tidak pernah terlambat.
Tidak pernah...
terlambat. Late.
Terlambat.
Terlambat.
L-T-E-R-L-A-M-B-A-T. A-T.
Terlambat. Tidak pernah terlambat. She
tidak
is never late.
Terlambat.
Mm-hmm.
Never late.
Never late.
Never late. Mm-hmm. Always on time.
Always on time.
Punctual.
Tepat waktu. Tepat waktu. And tidak pernah terlambat. And as we mentioned in our waktu episode, yeah, right, we have no sense of
time.
Time.
It's rubber.
It's rubber.
Elastic.
It's a variable. It's you can change it. 1 second? 5 minutes?
Same thing.
Same thing.
Same thing.
Who cares?
The boule who's been waiting for the last 15 minutes.
So punctual.
Punctual. I like we
don't
that one.
See, that's why we don't really have a word for it. It's always like never late or on time or something like that.
It doesn't exist.
We don't really need to give that compliment. Because when you want to say someone is diligent.
Oh yeah, okay. A hard worker.
Hard worker. Rajin.
Rajin.
Mm-hmm. R-A-G-I-N. Didn't you say your
G-I-N?
Yeah, Jin. Like your favorite BTS member.
J-I-N?
Oh!
And that's not my favorite member. That's Desha's favorite
member. Oh, that's Desha's favorite member. So, Jin. J-I-N. Yes!
Rajin.
Rajin. Mm-hmm. Rajin. Diligent.
Diligent. Rajin. Mm-hmm. All right. That's a good one to keep in mind.
Yeah. Like, you're always on time, right? Mm-hmm. This is, like, along the line of, like, punctual and everything. You know, yeah, you're always on time. You always do a good job. You're, like, you always give it 100% of your work. Kamu orangnya rajin.
Rajin. We should also do, I don't know, maybe the opposite, like, malas.
That wouldn't be a nice compliment.
Now we're moving on to
insults.
So next podcast.
Next podcast is insults. So this episode is all about compliments, and then the next episode
we'll see which one's a little bit more popular.
Because you know what, the next episode is gonna be like for New Year, right?
Yeah.
So you need to change a lot of your bad habits.
But what if I don't have any bad habits? No, it's okay.
Yeah, you can. So,
but we want to know if people are talking trash about us. We need to be able to understand insults. Maybe not necessarily. We're not encouraging you to give insults,
but understand if it's directed to you.
Yes.
Okay.
Then you or your friends, and you can stick up for your friend. I'm really stretching this. All right, back to those compliments. What about creative?
Oh, it's the same word, creative. But we just say it with a K.
Creative.
Mm-hmm. With an F.
Not an I-V-E. Yeah.
So,
creative.
Any English word that starts with C or and ends with I-V-E, uh-huh, right? You just starts with a K and then ends with an F.
Yeah.
Creative.
Creative.
Mm-hmm. Creative.
Creative.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Orangnya kreatif, ya?
Yeah. Okay. You're that's an easy creative one. Guys, yeah, that's a giveaway.
But it's just spelled differently. And then it's pronounced a little bit differently. Yeah. But then it's basically the same word. Yeah. I think we adapted it from English. Because creativity didn't exist until English has entered our dictionary. You know? Creative.
Creative. Okay, are there any more compliments that would...
You can also say generous.
Oh, generous.
Generous is pemurah.
Murah
like cheap. But like pemurah, so you're pemurah, just like you're
not cheap.
You're generous. You're giving away like your stuff or something. So like it's like pemurah, pemurah.
Wait, what is it?
Pemurah.
Pemurah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, pemurah.
Pe plus cheap equals humble.
Oh.
No, wait. Not humble. Generous. Sorry.
Generous.
I was about to say pemurah.
Pemurah.
But humble.
Humble. That's another good one.
Is rendah hati.
Rendah hati.
Mm-hmm.
Rendah hati.
Rendah just means low, right?
Rendah.
And then hati means heart. Oh, so it's like you have a low heart. But it doesn't really...
Yeah.
It's not really an insult, right? No. Because your rendah hati means you just humble.
Rendah hati.
Rendah hati. Kamu orangnya... You can say murah hati as generous. Rendah hati
as like a generous,
humble.
Like a, okay, so like you're talking about your heart.
You're easy to give away your heart. So you're generous. Murahati. And then if you're humble, you are rendahati. The opposite of that is tinggi hati.
Tinggi
so it's
hati.
Just high heart. Oh. So you're just like snuck up.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we don't like snuck that. Up, so. That'll go for the insult podcast.
Yeah, So those are some words. You can say, aku senang berbicara dengan kamu. I like talking to you.
Aww.
You're very easy to talk to. Kamu mudah diajak berbicara. You are easy to talk to.
Yeah.
Kamu mudah. You are easy.
You stop right there.
Kamu mudah.
Kamu mudah.
Diajak.
Diajak.
Like inviting. Diajak berbicara.
Diajak.
Diajak berbicara.
Diajak.
Berbicara.
Berbicara.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're easy to talk to. Kamu mudah diajak berbicara.
Oh, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
You are too. Kamu juga.
Yeah. And to any of this, just say, kamu juga.
Yeah, yeah, kamu juga. Kamu juga.
You too.
Oh, you too.
You too.
Kamu juga sekali.
Kamu juga sekali.
You too very.
You just really like to add sekali at the end of everything.
I really like to emphasize everything I say.
Say it twice, add sangat, and then add sekali in the end.
Oh, people are going to hate me.
Sangat besar, besar sekali. So, for triple emphasis,
besar sekali.
Sangat. The word sekali.
Sekali. All right, yeah. I'm going to practice this at home.
To emphasize.
And I hope you all are going to practice this at home as well.
Yeah, when you say, you're so lazy, kamu sangat malas, malas sekali.
Oh, I need to learn that.
Triple emphasis.
Triple emphasis.
If you need it.
Oh, I need it.
Yeah. So those are some compliments. Aku suka berbicara dengan kamu.
And if we've forgotten some.
If we've forgotten some.
Leave us a message!
So we found out that in Anchor. So if you're using Anchor to listen to our podcast, you can leave us a voice message.
Mm-hmm.
And we can listen to them. And we can reply to it.
True.
And we will hear other voices, other mine and Kristen's.
Yeah.
And maybe it will liven up.
Yeah.
The podcast.
It'll be like virtual guests.
Virtual guests. Leave us a voice message on Anchor. Okay. So.
Okay.
I can't keep using this podcast voice. I think I probably lost it halfway.
That's okay. I still like your voice.
Oh, okay. So this is. This has been this week's episode.
Yes.
about giving compliments, and hopefully you can compliment the person next to you.
Yeah.
So Kristen, aku senang berbicara dengan kamu. I like talking to you.
Cindy, kamu cantik sekali.
Sangat banget.
Dan pintar. Dan
aku senang menjadi temanmu. I like being your friend.
Oh,
sekali. Banget. Sangat.
How do you say, I want you to be my neighbor?
that's not a compliment.
Guys, let's do a poll. Do you think Cindy should be my neighbor?
Okay, we'll see you next week. Maybe not insults.
Not insults.
We'll see you next week.
Better.
We'll see you next week. Bye.